Blog Talk Radio.
Struggling with the highs and lows of bipolar 1? Ask about Vraylar. Because you are greater than your bipolar 1. And you can help take control of your symptoms with Vraylar. Some medicines only treat the lows or highs. Vraylar treats depressive, acute manic, and mixed episodes of bipolar 1 in adults. Proven full-spectrum relief for all bipolar 1 symptoms. And in Vraylar clinical studies, most saw no substantial impact on weight. Elderly dementia patients have increased risk of death or stroke. Call your doctor about unusual changes in behavior or suicidal thoughts. Antidepressants can increase these in children and young adults. Report fever, stiff muscles, or confusion, which may mean a life-threatening reaction, or uncontrollable muscle movements, which may be permanent. High blood sugar, which can lead to coma or death, weight gain, and high cholesterol may occur. Movement dysfunction and restlessness are common side effects. Sleepiness and stomach issues are also common. Side effects may not appear for several weeks. Ask about Vraylar and learn how AbbVie could help you save.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Genesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
Don't wanna do wrong, but you've been gone away so long, and I hope you'll understand that it's out of my hands. But I don't wanna do wrong. I don't wanna do wrong.
It's been so long.
Oh, it's been so long.
I just can't help myself.
No. Since you've been away.
Since you've been away.
I've been praying every day. God, to make me strong.
Thank you.
All right. You are now listening to The Power of Thoughts with me, Tiana Speaks. And let me tell you, I have some special guest co-hosts tonight, Michelle DiBernardo and Huni Bakatun, a.k.a. Magic Man Haru. But first, before I begin, I have to tell you, this is a product of WBNN, brought to you by Ngozi Times Multimedia. And we are live from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in 516-453-9133 to talk to me or either add your thoughts and talk to my special guest, please. First, I want to say thank you to Brother O because he is the one that is going to be on the ones and twos tonight, and this is his special selection of music tonight. So thank you, Brother O. I would like to thank you to all of our 24 million listeners. I love you all, and I want to say thank you to all of our hosts on this network because you paved the way for me to be able to utilize my voice to affect the masses, and I appreciate it. Now, first, I would like to tell you about tonight's topic. Tonight's topic is a man's love for a woman. What makes a woman fall in love? What behaviors will tell you a woman is in love? What do women want from men? I know you guys are wondering. I know you are. How do you know when a woman is falling out of love? What does it feel like to be cheated on as a woman? Why do women cheat? And what things do women wish men knew? What to do if she's not interested in you? So first, I'd like to introduce one of my special guest co-hosts, which is Michelle DiBernardo. Michelle, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
I am great, and I'm so excited. I'm absolutely so excited. So we have a lot going on, and let me tell you, I am the president of DiBernardo Productions, and this is the wonderful, absolutely beautiful Michelle DiBernardo, everyone. So Michelle, please tell everyone who you are, because we have a lot of things going on, and you yourself. First, I want to say I'm so proud of you and all of your accomplishments this year. And since I've known you, you are just moving up the ladder, and I'm so proud to watch your progress. Just you are strong, and I love working with you. I definitely want you to know this. So, but don't let me take all the time. Please tell the world who you are.
I'm Michelle DiBernardo. I'm the founder of DiBernardo Productions and Creators Film Festival, and of course the executive director, president of Syracuse International Film Festival. And I guess right now we'll talk about the creator of Escape. Those are the main points, we'll say.
Yes, yes, definitely, definitely. So before we get into tonight's topic, it's funny because, you know, Escape has, like, a relationship, you know, in it, you know, and mm-hmm. I don't want to give it away, but, you know, let's talk about that before we get into all the questions.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Well, Escape, you know, for anyone that wants to follow, we do have a Facebook page, and it's capital E-X and then Escaped, you know, S-C-A-P-E-D. And the reason why the E-X is capital and it's spelled differently, which a lot of people like to point out that Escaped is spelled wrong. However, it was spelled that way for a reason. And there's, you know, it's emphasized with an E-X
yes.
in the beginning. I don't want to lead into too much of the giveaway, but, you know, Veronica is escaping a lot of different situations. And, you know, we do have an IMDb page for it, and we're probably about 75% through the principal photography, and we're looking at a summer 2024 release, so we're really excited about that. But I guess I'll kind of just, like, read you our plot line. To give you a better, the audience, a better understanding of what's
right.
going on with it, because we obviously know more. But, you know, despite being blamed for the incident in a small town, it's worth questioning whether Veronica was solely responsible for what happened in her 20s that sent her over the edge. And it seems that she's been able to evade responsibility in many situations by escaping. And if people want to know more, they can follow the Facebook or check out the IMDb page and stay up to date for that summer 2024, you know, follow you, stay up to date with you, you know, or DiBernardo Productions,
yes,
for sure, if they want more info on that.
Yes, absolutely. Now, speaking of, you know, the topic tonight and a man's, you know, a woman's, you know, love for a man, and in line with relationships, not actually, you know, romantic relationships, but you have a special friendship and relationship with Alec Baldwin, which was, you know, an event that you put together for Syracuse International Film Festival. You want to talk about that? Because it's all over Reddit and the blogs. You know, stop talking about my friend, guys, because I'm not having it. Let me tell you, I went in a couple of times. You know I'm protective over my friends. But you know what? If they're talking about you, you're doing something. You know, you guys, it's kind of funny. We sit and we laugh at you, but, you know, you're giving notoriety to this special event and this wonderful woman, and you guys don't even know the significance of what's going on when it comes to cancer. So just stop it. But go ahead. Continue.
Yeah, no, you know, Syracuse International Film Festival, it was, you know, our 20th year anniversary, so it was really important to have, you know, large multiple events and, you know, changing things up a lot with diversity and what's being shown to the audience and developing the youth. But one of our main events was Alec Baldwin hosting, and he received our Sophia Award, which our Sophia Award is a lifetime achievement award that has gone to Grace Jones, Jerry Stiller, you know, so many amazing, amazing, phenomenal celebrities that are here and past. And yeah, so he got a really cool crystal, which is designed through someone who actually went to Syracuse University. And he came out, he, you know, did a great Q&A about, you know, things that are going on with the industry, with the founder of Syracuse International, who's Owen Shapiro, Owen and Christine Shapiro. And, yeah, they've entrusted me to kind of take it over and change things up. And it was exciting to let Owen, you know, moderate that with Alec. And, you know, he got his award. He got some other things and, you know, definitely has a lot of attachment to Syracuse. You know, his mother, you know, passed, and she had the Carol Baldwin Foundation, which is, you know, like a nationwide cancer foundation that Beth is currently running, and, you know, they're going up for, you know, like some amazing things and trying to raise some amount of millions of dollars, and I don't want to say it wrong, but they're doing amazing things. And, you know, it was really special, mm-hmm. obviously, to me because of some different things, you know, personally with, you know, my mother passing and cancer and
yeah.
my attached to Carol, and, you know, there's some other things, you know, off the mm-hmm. record, people involved with the festival, and we had lost, you know, like another one of my mentors who was the grant writer and who had started the whole New York State cultural law and affairs, and just a lot with the arts in the industry in general in New York State. So it was a very special event with a lot of connections and manifestations, et cetera.
Yeah. So I'm really proud of you, and I thank you for being a part of tonight's show tonight. I wanted you to, you know, let the people know who you are, and you did an amazing job doing that. And I'm going to, you know, go and I'm going to tell people what makes a woman fall in love. And then I'm going to ask you, Michelle, what makes you fall in love? But first, from marriage.com, for men, how do women fall in love is often a mystery. Women are still an enigma, and how they choose a potential partner is often secret to men. So many may ask, What's a woman to fall in love with a man? The answer is the caring and sincere nature of a man who can treat her with respect and love. So true. So if you want to impress your dream girl, you need to prove to her that you are capable of being her committed partner. What leads a woman to fall deeply in love with a man? A woman can fall in love deeply if she finds a man is ideal as her life partner. Suppose she finds you have all the necessary qualities to become a good husband and a great father. In that case, she'll definitely fall in love with you and continue to love you with devotion. Mm-hmm. She may need to wait to get her nod of approval and wait for her answer for a few months. But when she finds out that you are dead serious about her, she will never look back. What are the qualities that make a man desirable? So, what makes a woman fall in love with a man? Well, it's his qualities. A woman will easily fall in love with a plain guy who does not stand out. But that man does have a few qualities that set him apart. For example, sincerity, honesty, love for family, respect for women, treating the girlfriend as an equal, being romantic, able to make her laugh, having good listening skills, ability to compromise. And, oh, my God, I can't stress how important that is because some of you are so stubborn. Anyway, intelligence, financial stability, thoughtfulness, ability to please the woman, having patience, good intimacy, caring nature, good friendly rapport with children, a chivalrous nature, trustworthy personality, faithfulness, generosity, good hygiene and personal care, and self-respect. Now, Michelle, what is something that stands out that will make you fall in love with the man?
I mean, there's so many things, and obviously you don't
name
choose.
One, girl. Name one.
You don't. Yeah.
I'm putting you on the spot, girl. Name one.
Definitely the way they interact with other people. Their personality.
Absolutely. That's so important. That's so important because, you know, a lot of times, and this is advice to everyone listening, and this is not just about relationships, this is about individuals. You know, a lot of times, I would say us as women, we pay attention to a lot of what the man does, and we utilize that information to say, oh, he likes me or he doesn't like me or he loves me. But in a general, like, if you look at things in from a general standpoint as people, men and women or whoever, you know, even family, we pay attention to how people treat us a lot of times, and we go off of that, whether it be a coworker, whether it be family. But the most important thing is how these people treat other people. If these people are nice to you, but they're nasty to everyone else, there's a chance that you're going to get that type of treatment at one time or another, and you cannot be surprised. So what you do is you pay attention to how these people treat other people around them, especially when they're angry. That tells you so much. And I use that as my guide when I'm able to, am I able to trust this person? Or how close do I keep this person? Because it's important. It's very important, especially when it comes to loyalty. You can't expect somebody to be loyal to you who's not loyal to themselves and is not loyal to everyone else around. So, like, do you know, could you think of something else that may make the person actually fall in love for you?
For me,
Before you answer that, I'm going to give you time. I'm going to give you time to think about that because we have track next by International Internet DJ legend Dr. O. Take it away. Hello, world. You are now listening to The Power of Thoughts with my special, beautiful co-host, Michelle DiBernardo, and the wonderful, awesome, Huni Baca. The wonderful Huni Baca, too. Okay? And we are talking about a woman's love for a man and how women fall in love and what makes them fall in love. But right now, before we continue, we have caller one. Caller one, who are you and where are you calling from?
Hello, Miss Tiana, my loving friend. It's Ava Holly. How are you?
Oh, hi, Ava.
Hi, Huni. Hi, Michelle. You guys are so awesome tonight. Love listening to you.
Hey,
you guys keep listening because you got Huni. Hey, Huni.
We just love Huni. Huni's the best. Love you, Huni.
Love y'all too. I love y'all too.
Topic tonight, Tiana. Very interesting.
Thank you. Thank you. Do you have anything to add? Because you are in a wonderful marriage. And let me just tell you guys, I'm not going to say too much, but Ava and her husband are just a comedy show alone. I kid you not.
I was thinking
they
that while
are
I was waiting.
I've known them for years, so I know enough when I'm sitting, like, you know, if Ava comes to get me or so, the conversations they have back and forth, the banter is hilarious, and they're not even trying to be funny. It is like, I could be sitting around them all day and just start cracking up laughing.
We call it banter. One of my favorite things is that we live in very tight quarters, so one of my favorite things is if the other has to get out of the way, the other one will say, move. And instead of moving, they just kind of dance around in one place.
Yes, that's exactly the stuff that goes on. Exactly. That makes me laugh. Absolutely. And the sarcasm.
But I'll tell you what, though. I was looking at your questions, and one of them was, how does it feel to be cheated on? And, you know, Art's divorce made mine look like a walk in the park. But my ex, when he had a job working in like a parts, like a mechanical place, and he knew that he was going to get laid off. So I got him to go look in the casinos, mistake. But when he got involved in the casinos, things came to him like more easily, the drugs, the women, the whatever came, and he just kind of changed totally. And I remember coming home one day, I don't know that he was cheating on me, but you know, things go through your mind when he's out with a group of people all the time and comes home with a key to someone's garage, a woman, and like, I'm like, how long do you have a key to this woman's garage? Like, why? And it was just the craziest feeling. So, I know you and Michelle were talking about, you know, the communication, the trust. I think if there's no trust, then everything goes out the window. You know, all the other qualities that you mentioned, at least for me, were also, you know, important. But I think that there has to be that underlying trust. And when you have that, you know, all kinds of things. That's why Art and I get to act the way we do, because we just know each other so well.
Yeah.
We know what to expect. You know what I mean? And I don't have to question it. But with my ex, it was a totally different story. So I think for me, once something like that happens and you fall out of it with somebody, there's no coming back for me, you know?
Right. Yeah. I agree with you on that. Well, I want to ask you a question, because since we have Huni on the line, and I'm going to introduce Huni in a minute, but remember the situation, I want to ask if it's okay if we talk about it, if Huni is allowed to speak about it, but the situation when he told the Uber story about the woman, and like Huni was just so impressed by that. Is that okay to share?
Are you asking
Huni?
Me?
Yes, it's okay to share it. Okay, so Huni, before you ask her, you know, you explain what happened, because, you know, we were all there. Tell the world who you are.
First of all, peace and abundant divine blessings. My travel name is Huni Bok Atun. My penning stage name is Master Ta Magic Man Haru. Okay. Now, first of all, I have so much divine love for Angel Ava as well as her husband, Art. And what Art did that particular night while I was there, he broke a man code in all 50 states of the United States of America. You get what I'm saying? I mean, because, trust me, I'm 56 years young on one hand and 38 years old on the other. Y'all figure that out before the show's over. But really, you know, he evidently, and like Tiana was saying, if people didn't know, see now, I'm getting to know this lovely couple on a more personal basis, because when you hang out with a person and you stay with a person, you get to know a person a lot more personally. And to be able to see how they interact with each other, oh my God. Oh my, I you know, honestly, right here to this day, you know, it's hard for me to really, because I play it back from time to time, and I'm telling you, compared to 100 average men, 99 men would not have done what her husband Art did. By virtue of fact, the way that he described her, he described this woman. I said, first of all, I said, wait a minute, am I hearing this correctly? He's actually describing how attractive this lady is in front of his wife. That was step one, right? And then he was speaking about how this attractive woman came off on him and propositioned him. And I'm like, I'm waiting. I said, I can't believe it. I think I done messed around and either came on the wrong weekend or something like that, because I know this ain't going to pan out. I know this. I can only imagine how this is going to end one way or another. But it's amazing how they interact, because, again, only, you know, have a limited amount of knowledge by Angel Ava from listening to her shows and talking to, you know, with her off record about some stuff. You get what I'm saying? But again, to be able to be there live and direct in person, I'm still shaking right here to this day.
I still remember your face when you. So guys, everyone who's listening, basically, Ava's husband was describing an incident where an Uber rider was trying to proposition him, and he's like, no thanks. So, you know, like, you know, a lot of men, depending on their honesty, now. Yeah, he's like, no thanks. That's, I remember him saying, no thanks. Like, you can keep it. He didn't say that, but that's the way. But all right, so serious. He said, no thanks. You can take that back somewhere else for the store where you got it. I don't want it. No, I'm just kidding. But
you don't know where some of these writers been.
Yeah, so, you know, Huni, I saw the shock on Huni's face. He's like, wow, that's amazing. You know, I've never, you know, experienced something like this. And that type of love is amazing. But, like, when you have that, it's beautiful when you're able to tell the truth about things and just not worry about a person accusing you of this or accusing. It's really freeing. It's absolutely freeing. And then that night, like it didn't really shock me that Art was honest about it, but it's just like, you know, that I love the fact that that he was able to tell you this just so freely and just, you know, like it was nothing. He was like, we were eating ice cream. It's almost like he was just like, yeah, give me chocolate ice cream. He's just talking. But Art is a free, like he just says whatever he wants anyway.
I was very happy when he has chocolate ice cream too, so you never know what'll come out.
Yeah.
And, you know, see, it's different for me because I was there. I stayed there at night. I spent the night there, right? Now, again, culturally, you know, we come from different cultures and backgrounds and how things normally pan out, especially at night. And, again, you know, I'm playing the whole incident from what I heard, stream event when we went out for ice cream later on that night. So now I'm sleeping. I said, because I'm used to. Again, I'm used to something happening and all hell breaking loose after 12 o'clock in the morning, and that didn't happen. You get what I'm saying?
Can we relate?
Yeah.
Pony, can I ask you something?
Like, look, a true confession. Angel, Ava, don't get mad at me, but true confession, I had already had my travel bag right there by the front door because, you know, cause I'm used to all hair breaking. You understand?
Oh, my God, you're so funny, honey.
This is hilarious. Both of you stay on the line, and Michelle, you too, definitely, because we're gonna continue. But because right now we have a track next by international internet DJ legend Dr. O.
TV guide, and catching cold, trudging through the rain for a mile to get some special deals for your sister's little child. And that little dream house that sits up on that sunny hill, and all the dreams we had that this house our kids would one day fill.
If you're just tuning in, you are listening to The Power of Thoughts with me, Tiana Speaks, and my special guest co-host, Michelle DiBernardo and Honey Bakatun, a.k.a. Magic Man Haru. And the special selections tonight are by DJ legend Dr. O. So if you want to tune in and you want to, like, you know, you can listen, but you can also call in and talk to us at 516-453-9133. And remember, this is a product of WBNN, brought to you by Ngozi Thomas Multimedia. Now, do I have Ava? Do I have Huni? And do I have Michelle?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm here.
You do. Yeah.
Okay. So, before you guys continue, I just informed that we have caller two. So caller two, who are you and where are you calling from? And thank you for calling in.
This is Jerry Petito. I'm calling from New Jersey. Hello, everybody.
Hello, Molly Crew.
So before we talk about the subject, I want to say hello to both of your co-hosts, first off. I don't know one of them, but of course I know Hooney. Hello to both of you guys.
Michelle.
Hello. Yes. Hello. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm cracking up over here at you people. Okay. Hello to you, Tiana. I love you. And Ava
hello.
Holly, my sister from another mister. Listen,
absolutely.
I spent an entire freaking day with her and her husband recently. We went to the Elvis play they brought me to. Then we went out to dinner. I was cracking up the entire time with the way they interact with each other.
Oh, yeah.
So, forget it.
I'm so quiet and shy.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't really interact.
Yes, yes. But let's talk about your topic. Ask me a question.
Okay, I want to know what makes you fall in love.
Okay, so I'm kind of like different than most people. Based
you think?
On, yeah, a little bit, just a little bit. just a little bit, right? Based on everything that I've gone through with men. And I'm here to say this, you know, we would like to think our feelings when we're in love are like, oh, my gosh, they're perfect for us and they're incredible. And I don't mean it just towards a man. I mean even the men with the women, right? You know what I'm saying? Like when we fall in love,
mm-hmm.
we want to believe
mm-hmm.
all that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, yes, the way they treat others is first and foremost, like you guys were talking about, the way they treat their mother, okay,
mm-hmm.
is huge
mm-hmm.
for me. And the other thing is this, the way they feel about themselves, that will always come out. So I have to
absolutely.
Look at someone's personality as far as do they feel like they have self-worth, if they're confident, if they love themselves. That's major, because if they have
mm-hmm.
all that, they're going to treat you with the utmost respect.
Right.
If they lack
yeah.
any of that, they're going to treat you with a jealous nature, putting you down to make themselves feel better. See, to me, that's all major. And
been
that's
there.
Why
yeah.
I'm still
yeah.
single.
We're going to do a dating show for you, Jerry.
Listen, that's
I'm
going to
pick
a
you out
one.
A good mate. I'm
just no, wait,
keep
I'm
dating
cry.
On
I'm
WBNN.
Wait, I'm going to make you guys laugh real quick. So when my boyfriend passed away, it was actually 13 years ago this month, and we grew up together. And,
whoa,
you know, we reunited when we were older, and it was great. And but here's what's funny. About 2 years later, my daughter, without asking me, she puts me on a freaking dating site. She puts me on something.
I think I remember this a little bit.
Yes, Plenty of Fish, without telling me. So I go over to her house because something happened where someone reached out to me on a porn site. So, guys, listen, if you're on these dating sites, just know that your information can now be put anywhere. So I had to have them stop it all because I ended up on a freaking porn site. But I cracked up with my daughter. Yes?
Can I ask you something? You sure,
sure
that's not your second job? I'm just messing with you.
Well, my second job, I wish I'd be rich. All right? No, but I laughed when my daughter put me on. I said, first of all, don't put me on these stupid things. And second of all, what did you write? Because I am very particular. She had 2 pages. I said, yeah, nobody's going to be able to do that.
I met Art at Yahoo Personals. You know
oh,
that, right?
Funny. Yep.
It's a story in of itself.
No, but mainly the person has to respect themselves, their family members, to be able to respect
yeah.
anyone else. You know?
Yeah, I was thinking around. You heard what I said before. I was saying how someone treats other people is very important, not how they act towards you, because they can be pissed and put on the front for as long as they want.
Right.
But if you're a real true person, you're going to see through that. However, you know, eventually, you know, when that anger comes, or if the anger even comes, eventually they're not going to be able to hold on to the person they've been pretending to be, and you're going to see it come out, you know, with everyone around them, family.
Right.
Now, there are certain circumstances, you know, where, like, maybe, let's say they didn't have a good relationship with their mother or father, you know, and there might be some history that's not good. And, you know, I don't judge in that aspect, you know, but just in general, you know, like, for me, it could be how someone treats somebody on the street, just even just holding the door, or just something simple, you know, caring about other people. That's so important to me. That's so important to me. So, like, I agree with what you're saying, you know. That's definitely a good indication of, you know. But so I want Michelle to answer the question that I had for her, and I want to know what you guys, you know, think about her answer. So, Michelle, I was asking you, you told us one thing that makes you fall in love. What is it, you know, give me something else that makes you fall in love. And, yeah, you had enough time to think, woman.
I'm in my mouth. I've been waiting for this question.
So I had to ask you now.
It's all good. They melt fast. So I would definitely say, like, a sense of security and protection is really important, especially with being, like, a leader in the world type of thing, because obviously I have a lot of masculine energy, so I don't want to have all that.
No, I'm just kidding.
Wait, what?
I said, woo, do you? No.
Yeah, I don't want to have that masculine energy in a relationship. I knew that out.
So what do you guys think of Michelle's answer?
Well,
that's scary.
You know, well, she said she have a lot of masculine energy. Now, that's something that, you know, Faith and I would like to get into a little bit later, because that, to me, that's a deal breaker, especially when it comes to relationships.
She stopped going around growling at people. No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, from based on what I'm hearing, you know, I can understand if you are the owner of a business, and of course you got the type of boss type of attitude, and unfortunately in a male dominated society, I can comprehend that to some degree. But I smile when she said that she don't want to have that in a relationship, and to me that's perfect. Now I know that we live in a day and time where, you know, relationships are more universal now. It's more diverse, right? But in the type of relationship that I can most relate to is the relationship between a man and a woman. And for her to be able to say that, I'm like, thumbs up. Because no man, especially a man like me, if I'm a man, right, in the relationship, I don't need it. Okay, let me just put it out there. Because this is a book that came out many years ago. I'm not going to name the author, but it says that think like a man and act like a lady or something like that. Did anybody recall this book that was released? I don't know, maybe about 10 or 15 years ago. Huh? Yeah. Anyone who knows and was raised similar to how I was raised, that initially your thought process, whatever you think, you are what you think you are. And, you know, ain't no sugarcoating around that. You are what you think you are. So if you're thinking like a man, right, and that's the first step, eventually feel like a man. And the third step, you're going to end up acting like a man. And this is, again, this is going to be a deal breaker, especially for a man like me in a relationship.
So, Mooney, I love what you're saying, but we got to take a break because we have a track next by international internet DJ legend Dr. O, featuring the iconic Grammy Award-winning R&B vocalist group Gladys Knight and the Pips. Okay, that's a bit exciting. The Power of Thoughts, hosted by me, Tiana Speaks. And tonight, my special co-host, yes, Michelle DiBernardo and Huni Bakatun, a.k.a. Magic Man Huru. And tonight's selections are by DJ Dr. O.
You know how to come up with that little sampler right there. You know how to come up with that little sampler. I had to mix it up a little bit, you know what I mean? From last night, I'm still feeling the spirit, y'all. Jerry, Ava, Huni, and, of course, Michelle, listen, that last night was so wonderful. And I'm still mixing up these tracks for you, and especially you. Compton.
Hey, live and direct. You definitely have a divine gift, I'm telling you. I mean, wow. Anyway, this is some real sound therapy that you're playing tonight. You know, so if anyone is confused on what Magic Man is speaking about when it comes to sound therapy, check the vibe, check the lyrics, check the delivery. I mean, it's all of that.
Is it UPS or USP? I'm just messing with you. So listen. I'm just joking. Guys, we have caller 3 in queue. Caller 3, who are you? Thank you for supporting me. And tell us who you are.
Hi, Tiana. This is Mo Garman calling out of Philadelphia. How are you?
Hi, lovely, wonderful Mo. How are you today?
I am doing fantastic. Y'all are crazy. That's all I can say. I wanted to call and support
guys,
your show.
Mo looks
and I've
like
been
he's
laughing
18.
The whole night. Mm-hmm.
Oh, great. I'm so happy to hear that. Listen, guys, yeah. Mo looks like she's 18, but I'm not going to tell her age. I don't understand it. I mean, I don't know.
Oh,
I think
God.
She's
thank
walking
you.
Around lying to people, but I'm just going to leave that alone. Now you go right ahead and you say what you want to say. I need to tell people that.
I want to make a couple comments.
Walking around.
Right. My first comment is that I agree with Jerry. There has to be more than romance to fall in love. Self-worth is there. How they treat people is there. The way they treat their mother is definitely on the list. And how they treat women in general is really important to me. I need to see how if they've overcome trauma, that's not a big deal, but it's how they act after that. Like if they've taken that next step to go to therapy and work on it and work through the issues and not expect me to be their therapist. It's like those have to be kind of separate. So.
But wait, Mo, what about the acknowledgement of the issues? That's important.
Oh, the
first.
Acknowledgement is fine because you have to be doing
issues.
Something actively about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can sit back and, you know, you can't be wallowing in it, you know?
Right. But there's some people
you know
who
I mean?
Don't acknowledge it, so they can't help themselves. They don't even, not even aware of what's wrong, you know? So I've been there with some people like that, you know?
And like I said, I can't be your therapist. You need to have some issues already kind of worked through before we can have a relationship, you know? And the second thing
Absolutely.
I wanted to respond to was what Huni was saying about being masculine, a masculine woman. I totally agree with you, Huni. But just because you have your own business doesn't mean you can't be feminine. I have my own business, and I'm very feminine. I delegate a lot to get masculine energy away from me so that I won't feel so driven. I delegate a lot so that then I can enjoy what I'm doing. You know what I mean? Because I do massage, right? So I try to make people feel better, and I can't be in my head thinking about, oh, what's marketing doing? Oh, what am I doing about this? Oh, what am I doing about that? I can't do that. So I have to delegate those things so I can stay in my feminine, you know?
Go ahead.
I was just messing with
you.
No, I can only imagine.
You know, she's like feeling masculine. Rawr, let me get that muscle right there for you.
That actually happened to me. I had one guy come in to me one time. It was when I was in school for massage. And he was bothering everybody in the whole place. Nobody wanted to massage him, and he asked for me that day. I was like, oh, gosh. And he was very overtly sexual. So he said he wanted slow, steady, deep pressure, but he said it real, real suggestive, right? I want slow, steady. I was like, okay. So I tapped him so hard on, like, some pressure points that he almost bounced off the table, and everybody in the room was just cracking up because I was like, I thought you said you liked it slow, steady, and deep.
Oh, is that what that dent is in the ceiling because he jumped up there?
Huh?
Is that why there's a dent in the ceiling? I said, is that why there's a dent in the ceiling now? He jumped up there.
Yes, exactly. Right. That's why there's a dent there because I knocked him off the table. I was like, oh, my gosh, get out of here.
So,
acting
good
crazy
for you,
in here.
Girl. So,
and I say to my family when I
so
did
I was,
that.
On the real, let me throw this to you right quick. On the real, now I can fully relate on a different level thanks to the way that y'all are describing a masculine type of energy because, you know, I know me as a man how to handle another man, right?
Mm-hmm.
And especially with someone who's coming off the wrong way.
Right.
So I completely comprehend on a different level when you say you have that because you have to have it because if you're too, and I'm not saying all women are sensitive, don't get me wrong, but if a man comes off like that, then you have to have a set, you know, not I'm trying to keep it clean, in order for to handle certain men like that to put them in their place.
Yeah, yeah.
To some degree.
And he picked the wrong one that day because, like I said, and I know that, you know, it's funny because, you know, as a massage therapist, you know pressure points, you know trigger points, you know these points on the body that will make somebody scream in pain if you need them to. And so I just touched a couple of them, and he was okay after that.
Hey, Mo,
don't go anywhere, okay?
Agree with you.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't go anywhere, guys, because we have a track next by international DJ legend Dr. O, featuring iconic Grammy Award-winning R&B vocalist group Gladys Knight and the Pips with the genius sample in the sample.
Seems not for me, so privately, won't even have to be here on the scene. It's so ridiculous, but the strife and the bliss go right on through, right on through me to have missed all the things that hurt you so. No one would ever know, they never know. Just don't seem to be as free as they claim freedom to be. Things are going fast. To have found it all in the past, to have to take what you can get. A little fame, fortune, and wealth. It's so ridiculous, but the life and the bliss will go right on through, right on through me to have missed. All the world seems not for me, so privately I'll be in.
Now if I should walk away from this freedom I now possess, honey, you must do the same without having any regrets, no. And you must offer me more than your promise of treating me right. Oh, it's gotta be that way. Now I don't mean to say, my dear, I must have money to the exchange. Just give me a lot of love and care. Oh, and honey, all of those things. And I won't ask no more of you than I wouldn't do for you myself. Oh, it's gotta be that way. It's gotta be that way. Now we can't judge what we've got by the people living next door. Even though Mr. Jones makes, oh, and he has a whole lot more. But instead, let's make each other feel that having our love is twice as much. Oh, it's gotta be that way. Now should our mothers say something about maybe doing each other wrong? I'd simply say we can work it out, and politely ask them to leave us alone. And we won't let our friends interfere, let our problems to them be unknown. Oh, 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 it's gotta be that way. It's gotta be that way. Mm-hmm. I wanna say it's gotta be that way.
Sampling the sample, y'all. On the river seas, baby.
Now if you should sometimes want to be out with the boys, cause this ain't
Wow.
Hello. You are
get busy.
You are now listening to The Power of Thoughts with me, your host Tiana Speaks, and my special guest co-host Michelle DiBernardo and Huni Bakatun. And we are talking about a woman's love for a man and how we fall in love. That was what we were speaking about. Now, Ava, are you still there? Okay, I'm not sure if Ava's
still here.
Is Jerry still there? Oh, okay, Ava. So I don't want you to go, but I do want to make sure you tell everybody when your next show is.
I'm here too, girl.
Oh, you talking to me or Jerry?
Ava, I'm talking to you.
Hi. My show is coming up Wednesday, day before Thanksgiving, the 22nd, on this WBNN network. And we're going to do something fun for Thanksgiving this month. So I hope you guys can tune in. And thank you for letting me share.
Yes, don't go anywhere. Jerry, when's your next show?
Well, my show was just this past Tuesday. And I had Donnie Most on it from Happy Days, guys, Ralph Mouth. And we hit the record-breaking show. It was amazing. So my next show is a month from this past Tuesday. But I have a surprise guest, and I'm not putting it out there yet.
Alrighty. All right. Now, Mo, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, Mo, when is your next show?
My next show will be December the 1st.
All right. Now, so I have everyone here. I thank you guys so much for calling in. Like, you guys are making me so happy right now, and I'm having so much fun with all of you. And I appreciate and love all of you. Now, Ava, I didn't ask you, what makes you fall in love? Or what made you fall in love, should I say, with my friend Artie Party? Because you know why I call him Artie Party? Because he's so cool, calm, and collected. I call him Artie Party because he's just like, you know, he's just, like, he's just so relaxed, and he has, like, just no facial expression sometimes. So I just call him Artie Party on purpose.
His emotions,
Artie. Fall in love with Mr. Artie Party?
Let me just backtrack a second. Since his car accident, his emotions are, sometimes he gets really angry really fast at like, something really little that happens, but it goes right away, you know, but, yeah, it's something got messed up in his car accident, but mostly he's okay.
That might be true, but
what are
it's
you
so
asking,
funny, though.
What,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, he is. Are you asking what made me fall in love with him? Is that what you're asking?
You can answer that. Yes.
You know, it's funny because on our first date, we met at a diner, and I told her we met on the internet, and our first date we met at a diner, and my mom was visiting for the summer, so when I got back home, she was like, you know, how was your dinner and everything? And I said, it was okay. And then the next day, he came over and took my daughter up to the boardwalk in Atlantic City, and it was like the way he treated my daughter the whole day, you know, was just something that was like endearing to me because she had been through so much with, you know, my ex, and it was just craziness.
Right.
And it was just great. He took her on the slide, and it was just great to spend the day with him like that. And I don't know, I think that changed my perspective and, you know, me trying to be open to a new relationship after what I had been through with this jerk. And I don't know, I think just as the other ladies touched on and Huni, you know, how he treats other people and how he respects other people. And I think that was one of the more endearing characters.
That's wonderful. Thank you for that answer. And I'm going to go to Mo, and then I'm going to ask Michelle something. Mo, what makes you fall in love?
Well, before, you know, you go there, you know, I want to let all the people around the world know that this young lady is outstanding. She's a person that I really respect. A dual host on this outstanding Beverly Nation. She does a Latin show as well as this wonderful rendition of something that's near and dear to her heart. And all the folks really, really need to respect Tiana Speaks. You know what I mean? One of the hardest working people here at WBNN. And then Mo Garman, come on and
thank
talk.
You.
I said what I said.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was awesome. That was great.
Yes.
Now, what was your question? I'm sorry.
I want to know what makes you fall in love.
Wow, I would have to probably say I was married before, and what made me fall in love with my husband were he took notice of the little things. He really listened to me, and it was like so cute when I went to visit him, and he had literally listened to the point where he had my favorite toothpaste. He had my favorite he had my favorite ice cream. He had my favorite potato chips, everything that we had just mentioned in casual conversation, you know, and he had those things there. And he made me feel so comfortable and so welcome. I was like, wow, he really listened to me and heard what I said. it shifted everything at that moment. I remember there was a shift, and I really started looking at him completely different than just being just a casual relationship, because he paid attention.
Yeah, that's guys, listen, like, that's so important to us when you remember the small things. You guys think a lot of times it takes this big extravagant things to make us happy. A lot of times it's you paying attention to the tiniest things or doing things that don't even cost money. I can tell you one of the things that really really touched me with the person I'm with. And one day he was dropping me off, and he's Haitian, so, like, you know, his English is a little different, but he goes, "Where's that boy at?" And I'm like, what are you talking about? What boy? So he just starts driving. I'm like, where are you taking me? He took me to the end of the city where the boardwalk was, and he said he grabbed my hand, and it was cold outside, and he walked up to the boardwalk and was looking for the sunrise. And I'm like, why are you taking me here? And he's like, because I want to show you the way you light up my life. And I was like, oh, my God. That was just so, like, one of the memories that y'all will never forget that. So there's, like, so many different things. And I know, like, when we first, like, started dating, you know, like, it was just what really captivated me was just him wanting to do everything. Like, if I just wanted to go a block up, he's like, I'm coming to get you. Where do you want to go? Like, he just wanted to, like, I mean, he still wants to spend every moment with me, but it was just, I'm a type of person, I was single for a long time, and I like my space. I'm the person who doesn't need to be underneath of anybody, but I absolutely adjusted, and a lot of things really changed for me, because I didn't know that I could be this way. I didn't know, you know. So it's so many things, you know, that, you know, when he looked at me and said, you know, I love you and I want my kids to have your soul. And I'm like, what? Like, just the deep talking of just, because I told him the truth before we started dating. I had been thinking about this guy I met some years ago, and I lost touch with him. And, you know, I ended up meeting someone else, so I just stopped talking to him. But we really weren't dating or anything. And I told him about the guy and what the guy said. He said, I want my kids to have the personality of my wife. And that stuck in my head for years, you know, and I hadn't talked to him in years. So, you know, when I met the person I'm with now, he said something similar. And I'm like, wow, this is my husband. That's what I said before. I didn't even have feelings for him. We weren't together or anything, but that's what I said. And that was the first time I ever said that for someone who I didn't even have feelings for and wasn't even with, you know. So, like, it's so many different things. And there was something I want to share that's, like, kind of, I don't want to say, like, it's not embarrassing, but it's kind of, like, maybe a lot of people won't understand. I went through a period of time where, like, being single and meeting guys here and there, and, like, they would fall in love. And I'm just not a person who falls in love very easily. I do not. So I will go through frustration after frustration, because it was like the guy would try to force me to feel the way that they feel, even though I'm still good to them, even though I'm giving them my attention or whatever. It just, nothing was enough. And it just, I didn't want to be bothered, because I'm looking at my friends and they get so excited over somebody so quickly. And I can't say that I haven't been there before, but after a period of time, it's like, for me, when you meet somebody, I say, give it a good 3 months. I'm not saying that people can't change after 3 months, but you start to see a lot of things, and you can make a decision on whether you still want to deal with this person or not, you know, after that. But for me, falling in love was just the way I was treated and just, like, how every little teeny thing, like, he just was there, you know, like, right there from the very beginning. And I remember him having a conversation with my dad, and he said to my dad, he said, yeah, I broke down all those walls and those barriers, and I broke down all her guard. And I'm like, what? I didn't even know he was trying. I had no idea, you know. But the one thing I want to share, you guys are probably going to laugh. Like, how we met, it was just, like, really crazy. And I was being silly, and I was being, like, African Anna, you know. You guys know who that is. And I remember him talking to my dad. He said, yeah. He said, when I met her, I said, I like this girl. She crazy, but I like this girl. And I was laughing. I'm like, I didn't even know. You know, he said that he went home and thought about me all night. And I never gave him my number that night. I had his card, his business card, but I never gave him my number. And I had no idea. So there's just so many different things, you know. There's so many different things. And Brother O has something he wants to say. So, Brother Dr. O, what would you like to say?
Well, first of all, I work with my hands. And the person that, you know, is very important in my life, she knows who she is. And I want to dedicate this song to her, because she's very shy. It is what it is. But I want to dedicate this song to her, and we'll have our final thoughts from the great, great co-host you have tonight. And all the people out in the world, can your love last? We're going to bring on a caller right before final thoughts. And then, you know, of course, Tiana, you ready for my dedication to my loved one?
Sure.
And, of course, this is the great John P. Key, y'all. And you would not believe this song. Go, John.
Like a constant valentine, and for the rest of our lives, will you be mine?
Will you?
Yeah.
Will you
last? Swinging our love, oh yes. From the day of your conception, you became my destiny. Now if we ever disagree,
we'll be through pain.
Girl, don't you lose your faith in me.
We'll make it through
pain. My pride I'll lay down on the floor.
I want it.
humanity to histories we bring, though with present and with past, as without a stay this gap, together it will blaze, it will. Yes, it will. It's gonna last, it's gonna. Now, sir, it's gonna last.
Special co-host Michelle DiBernardo and Huni Bakatoon. What you're just listening to is the iconic Grammy Award-winning gospel vocalist John Peake. And right now we have caller 5 in queue. Caller 5, I think I know who you are, but who are you and where are you calling from? Is this Big Fight Fight?
Yo, this is Clever One, one half yes, for the Bulls Brothers. Represent from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where your next door neighbors was engaged for 18 years, but all they 5 kids is over 30. What's good?
Hey, what's up, nephew?
You're crazy.
Yo, what's good out here? You know what I'm saying? I'm just hanging out.
Hoonie's on here. Hoonie, Ava, Mo, Jerry, everybody's on here, like they call it.
Oh, I had a whole gang out here, you know what I'm saying? It's like the grown version of Peanuts out here, you know what I'm saying?
And Michelle. You got to say hi to Michelle, too.
Hey, well, I'm Franklin. Yeah, there are y'all. Ark is Franklin.
It's all good, you know what I'm saying? You feel me? I mean, I'm the ghetto Linus, you know what I'm saying? On my piano, busting beats down with my towel on, you hear me? You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know, so, now, this is an interesting show here, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just in here listening to all this good information, you know what I'm saying? I don't know whether to answer a question or ask one yet. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I want you to decide. You got a question for me? Or you want me to ask you one?
Oh, no, I don't. So I was going to decide it for you. So go ahead, your name. So let's have
you.
You
want me to ask you one?
Why not? Let's just have the floor. You know what I'm saying? We could dance on. We could dance on.
So,
dancing with the stars with this question.
All right. Since we have like a little time constraint, I'm going to ask you if you could let's say you're curious about one thing when it comes to women. What would that question be in general?
Oh, the question would be is this. Do you know all the members of the Wu-Tang Clan, and how do you fry your chicken? You know what I'm saying? That's the question that Clev One got for you. You see what I'm saying? You know what I mean? That's how we're going to do that out here, 2024. You know what I mean? The 2023 is over. You know what I mean? It's Clevember. In 2023 out here, I will be hang gliding on the 27th. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? It's almost New Year's, and Clev One will be dropping his balls. You know what I'm saying? Or New Year's. You know what I'm saying? Asking questions about the fried chicken. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the old dude Baxter over Wednesday. You feel me? So that's how we doing it out here. You know what I mean? And furthermore, like I said, you know, Clev, don't take long for Clev One to fall in love with you. You know what I'm saying? Because after when Clev One paintbrush you one time, you'd be good. You'd be in love for forever. You know what I'm saying? So do you have that? Do you have that part? You know what I'm saying? Clev One wanted to just hang glide in on that one real quick. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not going to hold up no more time. I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully Shot of Philadelphia. But your baby mom memorized your fingerprint swipe on your iPhone. Check your satellites.
Oh, my God. Nobody, I'm telling you, Clev is the craziest person of our network. And I swear, the way that Clev makes me laugh is like no other for all of us. I swear I wasn't expecting that. So now we are going to have final thoughts. So, Queenie Bakatoon, what would you like to tell the world?
Hey, I'd like to tell the world, I've been waiting to share this. It's a long version, but I'm going to try to give the shortest version. So keep in mind, I'm a storyteller. I remember a long time ago how a man should love a woman, right? And I remember that there was a missing white lady. This guy, her husband, quit his job. He was a six-figure job, right? He quit his job to go search for a woman that don't have no contact with, never seen, and she actually stood by her man. And I have yet to find out such a woman. And this is my ninth and final time being here, so I definitely want to say that if for any man that can find a woman that could do such a thing and deal with a man quitting a six-figure job for a woman that he don't even know, and she still stick with that guy, that's wifey right there.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Cry about the money. You guys can make money together. So, Michelle. Oh, Ehuni, tell people where they can find you, please.
Hey, yeah. I'm the host of We Will Aware You. My show was last evening, Thursday evening, so actually it'll be December 14th, and kicking the year off, thinking about saving our children.
All right. That's awesome. We definitely knew that. Now, Michelle, please tell the world your final thoughts. What would you like the world to know about you? Where can everyone find you? And tell everybody what you have coming up, please.
Okay. So, final thoughts, learn people's love language and what your life goals are first before you get in a relationship. And what I got going on, I can't really say too much, but I would say tune into the Drew Barrymore show on November 22nd. And I'm the stage manager, so come on out December 2nd and 3rd and support ACX1 Studios. There'll be over 70 performers and 40 guest speakers, including myself. Really big. That's coming up. And Escaped, we'll be filming, you know, more of Escaped and editing that this winter. So follow us at Escaped, Cool. D. Bernardo Productions, Syracuse International Film Festival, Creators Film Festival, Michelle D. Bernardo. you know, there's many different ways. But just Google Michelle DiBernardo, and one of those emails will get to me, or my phone number is very nationwide.
Yes, it is. Hey, I just want to tell you something before and go through time. So I got a text from a host saying that you think that, oh, you probably think we're all crazy. And I said, she's crazy too. I just wanted to tell you that. You know, you're crazy. You fit right in.
Hey, loco.
So right now, and we have an Gozy Tom. Thank you, everybody.
And, of course, you know, everybody around the world, when we do the sampler mistakes. And, of course, you know, the honor to do it through the great voice of last night, right? So you ready for the sampler, or, you know, the last track of Ngozi Tom? Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Let's get it now. On and on, baby. cousins known as the Pips. Grammy Award winning and not only lifetime achieving, the girl from Georgia always brings it time and time again. My favorite female vocalist of all time. I love you, Gladys. And tomorrow night we are off. That's right. Off. And we're so proud of that. And of course our commissioner wanted to say this, you know, being the WBNN commissioner, she said, what a wonderful show. A woman wants to feel loved and understood and be understand and be listened to attentively and to be admired, acknowledged and praised by her man. It's a little thing that means a lot to her. And that comes from the fifth reigning commissioner of our network at Beverly Nation. And, of course, on Sunday, she'll be right back with us. And of course, the great and storied News Forum that started in 2013. But of course, our Dr. J has carried it on the wonderful 2022 overall host of the year at WBNN. I love me some doctor. 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time on the one and only Beverly Nation. Of course, WBNN has advertised until it goes to time multimedia. Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X. Ola Dudley Malay would go to Facebook. Any comments, suggestions to our wonderful program tonight? Ole de lay, that goes with my@gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Dr. Oladele Malay Wengozi, also known as your honeybee, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now, tonight, back to In Excelsior, the 2023 Sonia Griffin Award-winning Linear New Host of the Year at WBNN, the wonderful Tiana Speaks.
Hello, everybody. I'm so excited about tonight's show, and I appreciate everybody. And let me first start with thanking Michelle for coming on and agreeing to do the show and adding her piece. And I want to say that I'm so proud of you, like I said before. And I have your back, you know, when your back is ever against the wall. And I love our friendship. I love the joy and laughter that you've given me since I've known you. And I know you talked about your mother, and it is a pleasure for me to have been able to meet your mother before she passed away. And I know she's looking down on you. And I'm not trying to make you cry, but I know she's looking down on you and she's smiling, you know. And I just think you're doing an absolutely wonderful job with everything and your masculine energy growling at everybody. No, I'm just joking. But anyway, Huni Bakatun, Huni, I appreciate you more than you know, your kindness. When we met in Philly with all the radio hosts, and just like I was telling you before, just for you to go out of your way to make sure I had something to eat, and, you know, because I wasn't in a place where I was able to get something, I really appreciate you very much and your hospitality that you showed me in my neck of the woods, and I will never forget that. Ava, you are an exceptionally wonderful friend. I know that you are not on right now, and you're going to listen to this in the archive, but it's okay. I love you, and thank you for having my back. And even during times of your surgery, you've checked on me and made sure that I was okay, and you still do. And I'll always look out for you, too. We look out for each other, and I greatly appreciate it. Jerry, thank you for calling in. You are an absolutely wonderful friend, and I appreciate what you do, period, and how you care about everyone and how your heart is so pure and loving. You are so wonderful, and I'm proud to know you and continue this friendship. Mo, I appreciate you in trying to heal people from their trauma, and I appreciate your kindness and your support that you've shown me, even though you're walking around looking like an 18-year-old girl. I'm not even going to go there. But I appreciate you as well. And Clev One, you are absolutely crazy, but we love you. The humor you have is just unmatched, and I thank you for all the laughs that you provided me since I've known you. Brother O, Brother Dr. O, thank you for giving me such a wonderful family, and that just, they all touched my heart. Like, for just everyone calling in tonight, you guys stayed on and just made it, like, just sitting in the living room. You know, I've always wanted to do that with my family, and we only get together when somebody passes away, and sometimes it was during the holidays, but it's not like that. But you guys tonight, you stayed on this show, and you stayed to the end, and it meant a lot to me, and I appreciate it. I know everybody's busy, and everybody can't do it, you know, and it's fine if you couldn't, but the fact that you did will stay with me, and I have an exciting announcement. There will be a part two, and Jerry Petito and Ava and Mo, you're going to be a part of it too. And Huni and Clez, I want everyone to be a part of this. It's going to be a spectacular show, and we are going to move some mountains. And I thank you all for giving me so much encouragement during the show, texting me, telling me you love the show. I appreciate that. That's what family is about, and I hope this never changes. And you, everyone on this network will forever be in my heart no matter what. And again, thank you, Brother O, for creating this wonderful network with wonderful, talented individuals. Even people who didn't call in tonight or just listening and weren't able to press that one, I appreciate you. I appreciate the listeners. And to the women out there, please understand, you have to be patient. You cannot say you are truly in love with a man until you care about that man's soul, until you care about everything about him, until you care about who he cares about, what he cares about. And if you've never cared about his soul, then you don't really love him.
Stop being selfish. Stop being unkind. Stop being rude. Try to understand. Try to listen to where this man is coming from. And no man is perfect. You got to have patience. You got to have patience and make sure it's the right one. And having patience. I'm not telling you to put up with nonsense. We're not always right. And sometimes you have to open your mind to say, what part do you play in all of this? You absolutely do, because sometimes, you know, we have this princess mentality because we grew up seeing all these fairy tales. Life isn't always like that. And sometimes life is never like that. But you can have your fairy tale moment with the right person. But it may not be what you grew up seeing on TV. So please understand that you as a woman need to be bringing something to the table as well as the man. Don't think he's supposed to bring everything to the table and just, like, you sit back and do nothing. It doesn't work like that. Some of you really need a reality check, to be honest with you. And to the ones that love their man and, you know, or have loved their man and weren't treated right, I'm sorry. But understand that there is somebody out there that is going to love you, and I'm very sorry for your pain if that man caused you. I'm very sorry for it. But make sure you are smart moving forward. I love you all. And if you would like to contact me, you can contact me at soulspeaksradio@gmail.com or on IG @speaksradio. Thank you very much, and I have you a wonderful night.